Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We have lots of injuries to discuss up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Thursday, April 25th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's talk about those injuries. Blake Snell was placed on the IL with a moderate left adductor strain. Manager Bob Melvin said Snell could miss beyond the minimum 15 days, and it's just been a disastrous start to 2024 for Blake Snell. Cody Bellinger also placed on the IL with right rib fractures, and the Cubs recalled top prospect Pete Crow Armstrong, who in the minors this season was hitting .203 with two homers, five steals, and a .633 OPS. Scott, anything to see here with Pete Crow Armstrong in the time that Bellinger is out?
Well, I mean, he's a highly regarded prospect, and I imagine Bellinger's absence is going to be several weeks. So there's a chance, certainly, that Crow Armstrong puts something together and emerges as a usable fantasy option. However, there are some concerning underlying issues here that actually had me ranking him lower than the consensus among prospects. Great defensive player. Obviously doesn't matter for our purposes. His production was good in the minors last year, but terrible plate discipline and pretty bad exit velocities too. And there's just a pitch selection issue, like we've seen for Seydan Rafaela of the Red Sox, who also had good numbers in the minors. Crow Armstrong, when he got called up last year, he went 0 for 14 with 7 strikeouts for the Cubs. And they remember that. Obviously, his work at AAA, this year, when it suggests that he's turned the corner or anything, he hasn't been promised any kind of playing time that I've seen. So I think it's a wait-and-see situation for fantasy, even though there is, at least in theory, some power speed upside here.
Lane Thomas was placed on the IL with a grade 2 MCL sprain and is without a timetable for a return. The Nationals recalled Trey Lipscomb. No James Wood just yet. Brian Bello was placed in the IL with right lat tightness. The team is optimistic he'll be ready to return after the minimum 15 days. And not an injury, but a pretty big demotion. Jordan Walker was optioned back to AAA. He was hitting just .155 this season with 0 homers and 0 steals in 20 games. Scott, how are you handling Jordan Walker? Is he someone that you absolutely need to hold on to in fantasy?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, the deeper the league, the more justifiable it is. If it's a 5 outfielder league, the more justifiable it is. But he has some legitimate things to work out on. This wasn't him just being forced out by a roster surplus. So, for example, Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager, said he's got to be feeling good about where he's at swing-wise and pitch selection-wise in order to get back up here to help us. And the pitch selection, it really does seem like was an issue here for Jordan Walker. He was getting burned down and away. to the point it was affecting his swing posture, is how the Cardinals official website put it. So it was actually causing him mechanical issues, his inability to lay off that pitch the pitchers were just hammering him with. And that would explain why the numbers are so bad, even though when he makes contact, it's high quality. There's still a lot to like here for Jordan Walker, obviously. But he's just not all the way there yet and could use the more, and could, unlike last year when he got sent down early and we're like, what are the Cardinals doing? They're crazy. I think it's a little more defensible this time, especially since they have more hitters than they can fit in the lineup right now.
Let's wrap up talking about Garrett Crochet, who the first couple of weeks of the season looked like the breakout pitcher in fantasy baseball. He has now allowed 5+ earned runs in 3 straight starts. He was at the Twins. It was 4 innings, 5 runs allowed, 6 strikeouts, only 8 swinging strikes on 87 pitches. All of a sudden, the ERA is up to 6.37. Scott, what are you doing with Garrett Crochet?
Well, I don't think there's anything you can do but hold. Trading him, obviously, it's a bad time to do that. And I don't think dropping him is a wise move either, if for no other reason than because he entered this start, even with the 2 bad starts prior, he entered this start with the 3rd best K per 9 among major league starters and the 5th best expected ERA. So a huge gap between his actual ERA and expected ERA that's only grown with this start. Which would itself tell you that the skill indicators for Garrett Crochet much, much better than the actual performance. Basically everything, but the ERA still looks great for Garrett Crochet. And so, the fact it's 3 bad starts in a row, I'm not ruling out the possibility that the league's just caught up to him and maybe it'll all fall apart from here. But the upside he showed in his first 3 starts was so ridiculously high that it's going to take more than just a bad 3-start stretch. I mean, anybody can have a bad 3-start stretch. The fact it's early amplifies it, obviously. But I think the upside is too intriguing here to pull the plug now.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.